Greetings this morning in the name of the Lord, which is the name that is above every name. Scripture declares that his name is Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Welcome to day 3 of 30, incorporating the names and attributes of our God into our understanding and our following God. Today we want to talk about God's omnipotence. So God is all powerful. He spoke all things into being, and all things, every microorganism, every planet, every star, every breath you take, are sustained by him. There's nothing too complicated for God. I don't have time to go into all the intricacies of creation, but surely you've seen or read, creation is rich with intricacies. Our bodies are rich with it. Our world is rich with it. Tilt the earth a couple of degrees one way or the other and everything changes. The temperature changing a few degrees, everything changes. The atmosphere changing just miles worth of difference. Everything changes. How much water we have, everything changes. So it is very intricate, and the Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 33, 6 through 9 says, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap. He laid upon the depths of the storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." Jeremiah 32 and 17 talks about it this way. "Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. There is nothing too hard for thee." Colossians 1 and 17. "And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." I watched a little clip the other day, and I'd seen it before. It's a movie about a true coach who coached young men, took over a troubled school, and tried to lead young men into believing in themselves. And he asks the basketball players what their deepest fear is. And he asked it repeatedly. Finally, one young man, halfway through the season, turns to the coach and says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us. It's in all of us. And as we let our own light shine, we consciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our fear, our presence automatically begins to liberate others." I think that's a beautiful quote. It's not biblical necessarily, but the principle is true. Don't be afraid of being a Christ follower and standing out and being unique, because his power is in you. The power of creation, the power of life, the power of light comes in and flows through you. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." He said, "Our words have power." He is all powerful, and living for him transfers that power to us if we have faith for it. If we'll believe, "God has called me to be better than I can be by myself. I'm going to allow God to lead and guide me, and I'm going to use his power to lift me and to positively impact other people." What a great God we serve. So let's pray together as we close. God, you are all powerful. Grant me the faith and confidence to trust in your limitless strength, knowing that nothing is impossible with you, and you give us of your power for good, for grace, for forgiveness. We can ask for it and receive it at your will. Help us to ask for things that benefit our family, our church, our communities, and offer myself as a solution in the needs of others, allowing your power to lead and guide me to step in situations that are beyond my capacity, beyond my ability. But God, I'm going to trust in your ability, not for my glory, but God, for your glory. We want to reflect that back on you. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come into my life, my home, my job, and my friendships. God, give me that power, your power, to be a light in the darkness that surrounds me. We thank you for that promise. We thank you for that hope. Transform us, God, with your eternal power. In Jesus' great name we pray. Everybody, amen.